פסוק בי נועם, יש בו כוונות עמוקות ונשכבות, וצריך שתכוון לפחות בפשוטן של דברים. הפסוק בי נועם, which literally, בי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו ומעשי ידינו כוננה עלינו ומעשי ידינו כוננהו, may the pleasantness of Hashem our God be upon us, נועם is the pleasantness, ומעשי ידינו כוננה עלינו, and may God establish our handiwork for us. He should establish our handiwork. Our handiwork, establish. ומעשי ידינו כוננהו. What does it mean, he should establish our handiwork? So the Bein Ish Chai explains, according to the Zohar, אף על פי שאנחנו יודעים לכוון בסוד המצוות והתפילות, even though we really don't know the deepest secrets of where the tefillot go, and what the kavanot are, Hashem Yitbarach Hu Yashlim Kavanatenu. We're asking Borei Olam that you should take our handiwork and establish it. You should finish it. Which is wherever the tefillot are supposed to go, wherever the kavanot are supposed to be added, Bi'ale Aleinu Keilu Kivannu. And it should be considered as if we had the kavanot. Vayedechen Ma'asenu, our deeds, our handiwork, or akimat sefatenu, or just the moving of our lips in the prayers, tiye korena, should be prepared or established, la'alot lemala la'asut pe'ulata. That's one interpretation of the pasuk. Ben Warashash has yet a different interpretation. He says, she'im hatanu, God forbid we sinned, v'garamnu l'salek ora kedushas ch'nemshecha alinu adem ma'asim tovim, and the light that normally rests upon a person that did mitzvot, but because of the sins, the light went away. Hine ata el brachamecha, tichonen utaken leotam ma'asim tobim, establish those good deeds that we did, v'tachzor lamshich alinu ora otah kedusha, let the light of that kedusha that left us, let it come back. These are the two kavanot that the Bein Ish Chai recommends that one has before he says Vehi Noam, and he recommends to say the Vehi Noam before every mitzvah that one fulfills, before he puts on his talid, before he puts on his tefillin, before he prays the tefillot, or whether it's any other mitzvah that he's fulfilling, even before he gives the tzedakah. Not during the tefillah, obviously, but outside the tefillah, if you're giving tzedakah, say Vehi Noam as well. So again, the two kavanot are that you should establish the mitzvah Ma'asei adenu konena alenu, that you should establish the mitzvah for us with all the kavanot that we don't know, and you should put it in the places where it's supposed to be. And number two, that you should return to us, establish our deeds. Our deeds that brought a light upon us, but was lost because of the averot, bring it back. Some people have a custom to say Vehi Noam twice. The reason why they have a custom to say it twice is for the two kavanot. One, for the first kavanah from the Zohar, and the second coming out of the Rashash. Bein Ish Chai says that's a good custom as well. To say the Vehi Noam twice, and the first time you have Kavanah for the depth of the Mitzvah that we don't know about, that Hashem should establish it, and the second they should return the light to us. This is a proper Minhag, and one should put some thought, at least, even though the Minhag in Halab was not to say Leshem Yehud, which is the long paragraph before the mitzvot, but they did start the tefillot by saying Vehi Noam, and therefore we should at least uphold that minhag and have the kavanah for that inyan.